Yip, yip, hooray! The president's being inaugurated today. Yip, yip, hooray! Sam is coming home from the hospital today. Yip, yip, hooray! Rex is a happy boy. Yes. Yip, yip, hooray! The campus here is a wonderful place to be and play. Yes, it's a wonderful place, isn't it, Rex? This is Dr. Abel Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Yip Yip Hooray. The president is being inaugurated today. It's a wonderful day for the United States. It's a wonderful day for the world. It's a wonderful day for Mr. Obama. He certainly has a surprise that, well, I would like to think that he sort of wanted that and thought about that a long time before he got it. Because we put these causes in our mind, in our heart, and we don't just casually say, oh, it'd be fun to be president. But for him, it's going to be fun to be president because he has all these monumental things that worry everybody else, and they don't worry him at all. He merely looks at them and says, hey, let's see now. What would be the most reasonable way to handle this situation for now until other things can balance out, and then all will be in divine order? Now, what's the most reasonable way to do it? And he doesn't say, oh my God, I got to pull my hair out, and I got to get worried, and I got to get anxious. He doesn't say that. Because if he said that, he wouldn't be a very effective president, would he? No. You see, it's really quite important for us to realize that it doesn't matter how big the responsibilities are, doesn't matter how big the task is, doesn't matter how big and monumental the things are that we're faced with, we just take it an idea at a time, a thought at a time. Well, what are you going to do about this? Well, let's see, I think about that we'll do this right now. And about this, about that we'll do this right now. And you think of the whole Congress working on dozens of laws, hundreds of laws, hundreds of things, and the president has to know about them all. You think of the Senate working on thousands of bills, and the president's got to know them all. You think about the governors of all the states of the Union coming up with different pleas and needs. You think of the Medicare, Medi-Cal program, you know, the health care program for the United States. You think about the unemployment. You think about the jobs. You think about the work that is being lost because of one thing or another. You think about the economic situation. My goodness sakes, anyone, if they were to say, that's my responsibility to do something about that, they'd jump into their grave in early time and say, to heck with it. No way. I don't want to be bothered with that. But what does a man like Obama do? He merely says, let's see, in me is a wisdom, and it's a wonderful wisdom, and I'm going to use it, and I'm going to accomplish the goals that I have in mind for myself. And do you know what, Mr. and Mrs. America? You know what, Mr. Obama says to us? I'm going to take time for golf. I'm going to take time to play with my children. I'm going to take time to be a father, and I'm going to take time to be a husband. Who knows, you might even make some more children. But the thing is, I'm going to take time to be a human being. I have a job to do, 8 to 5, as many people say, but for the president it's 12 to 12. But the thing is, I have a job to do, and I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do it lovingly, and I'm going to do it intelligently. And my mind is so quick and so facile and so competent that when anything comes up to my attention, I immediately give it that attention and I say, yes, that's what we will do, because I know within myself what to do. And then I let it go. I don't worry about it. Hey, well, are you going to make sure it gets done? Hey, I said it's to be done, and I gave it to reliable people to do, and it's off my concern now. My next concern is, what's the next thing you'd like me to think about, you know? You want me to think about world peace? You want me to think about the world economy? You want me to think about the world banking situation? You want me to think about this, here, and that? Nothing to it. Everything is done one thought at a time. And one thought at a time It is a very easy and a wonderful thing to do. Our life is like the president's life, filled with all sorts of exciting possibilities, all sorts of exciting opportunities to make a decision. And what sort of decision are we going to make? Are we going to make the decision that this is a tough thing? Or are we going to make a decision and say, let's see now, what would be the best way to handle this? The best way to handle this would be this way. And then, you see, we think the president has something we don't have, and he doesn't. We think the president has authority to speak his word and bring about the results he wants, and he does. He does. When the president speaks, it is done. When the president speaks, the world listens. And the world wants what the president has to say because the president is just interested in the benefit of the United States, and the benefit of the world, for what is beneficial to the world is beneficial to the United States, and that's all he wants. Now, you and me, we have no more than that. We may have some big issue that's facing us, and we just stop and say, the intelligence within me now knows how to do this. What am I going to do? That's what the president does. He just stopped for a moment and said, the intelligence in me knows what to do. Now, let's see, what shall I do? He doesn't say, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. You know, this is bigger than I've ever faced before. He likes them to be bigger than he ever faced before because it's new challenges. It's new opportunities for him to use the wisdom that's within him that he hasn't used in just that way before. And that's the same for us. And that's the same for Sam. Sam went to the hospital for whatever reason, and he had an operation, and now he's going home from the hospital. Well, now, is Sam going home whole and perfect, or is he going to go home still needing attending, loving care by his wife and family? No, Sam is going home, zonk, whole and perfect, zonk. Fantastic. Zonk. Everything is in divine order. There is nothing more to be done. And when the president makes his decision, then he puts it in motion and leaves it for those he has authorized to do the job. And then he goes on to the next thing. Now, Sam's going to do the same thing. He's going to make his decision as to his body is whole and perfect, that's over. Now he's going on that his fish ponds are doing just fine, and that his home is lovely, and that the church that he and Sybil are working on developing there is going along beautifully, and all the people in the church respect the work that they're doing. All the people in the United States respect Obama. All the people in the world respect him and have great expectation from him. And having seen what he's done in the past, we know that the future is only going to be much more magnificent than what he's done in the past. And this is true for you and me. What we have done in the past is only a glimmer of what's coming in for our future and of the magic and the majesty that's coming up, of the things that we have never dreamed possible and the attitudes that we never dreamed we would be participating in. For give or take a year, Obama had no idea he was going to be president. Give or take a year, Obama had no idea that he was going to be running for the president of the United States and winning. He was being himself in his other legislative position. And then all of a sudden, the opportunity came along. He said, well, sure, okay, time's right, I feel good about it, let's go. Now, do you feel good about what you're doing in your life? Do you feel good about the things that you're going to do in your life and are accomplishing in your life? Then go for it and enjoy it. And with the same confidence the president has, the same confidence Obama has in facing this wonderful crowd of enthusiastic supporters who want him to succeed as the most fantastic president of the United States, each one more wonderful than the other. And he's at that wonderful point for himself now. So we say to Sam, go home, Sam. You're whole and perfect. We say to Obama, go home, Obama. The White House is waiting for you. You'll be a great president, and I'm sure you'll be running for several terms. And we will be behind you all the way as you bring peace, harmony, and balance to the world, starting with the United States. And so, on that note, I say, hooray, 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 what a wonderful inaugurational day. I love you, Sam. I love you, Obama. I love you, world. I love you.
I love you.